got my dice and I got my friends. We're going on a quiz that never ends. You know when there is trouble abound, me and my crew will always be around. Ladies and gentlemen, I am the Lone Gunman, and it's time for the Gamers Haven Podcast with your hosts, Ethan, Jeremy, and Nathan.
Stand by for action.
Gamers Haven Special Edition.
For entire generations of people now, gaming is as much a part of the fabric of their reality as television, films, books, music, and any other form of entertainment medium. Continue is a magazine for the gaming community, the global gaming community. Not just video and computer games, but board games, card games, role-playing games, alternate reality games, and anything that falls into the category of humans engaging to have fun. A celebration of gaming. Everything we love about this mad entertainment sector. Continue Magazine at www.continuemag.com.
This is the Vorpal Network.
All right, everybody. If you look into the center of the room, you're going to see a man in a dress. It is that man's birthday. And I'm thinking, we can all give him a stirring rendition of Happy Birthday. What do you guys think?
Yeah!
All right. Ready?
Ready?
Let's do it. Happy Birthday to you. Happy birthday, Shane.
Wonder how many of them were in a dress.
How many of his birthdays were in a dress?
Exactly.
All of them, I think.
Oh, okay.
Shane, how many of your birthdays were in a dress? Yeah.
If that's easier to count.
Okay, he's just answering two to that. Okay, so we're just going to let that be then. Welcome to the CanCon Awards 2012. Excellent. I'm joined here by my co-host Jeremy, and there's a stranger here.
There's a ghost.
Who are you guys? I am the ghost of cons past.
For the first time in four CanCons, Nathan is present for the CanCon Awards. Yeah!
See what happens when you don't run games for 8 sessions straight? Okay.
So is he actually at the one at his house? Or at the house?
No, I actually, I had to leave. Actually, that I had to leave because I had to work.
I'm not going to talk into the mic.
Oh, sorry. I'm not used to using these things, can you tell?
Yeah, because, you know, he doesn't actually do these awards ceremonies.
No, I don't. I mean, it's harder to get stuff to you guys.
It's harder getting Billy Crystal, let me tell you.
Well, you know, if you paid me as much as you paid Billy Crystal, it wouldn't be that bad.
Sir.
Whatever. I'll pay you what you're worth.
You got 5 cents in your pocket?
You know what?
Nickel.
Here's a penny.
I need one more. I don't put out for less than 5 cents.
Got a change for a dime?
No. No,
we can't make a deal. Notice he gave the money back. That's right.
I do favors. What can I say?
Well, for those of you who don't know, CanCon started 3 years ago now.
4 years ago.
Three years ago. This is the fourth CanCon. The first year was in Jeremy and Robin's house. That's Robin over there. She's hiding. Her birthday was like 2 days ago. Hi, Robin. Yes. We swarmed their house for 3 days with about 25 people.
A lot of us.
The neighbors truly thought that there was like a meth lab.
Yeah, didn't they? Yeah. Didn't they ask if we were making drugs?
There was a pregnant individual in our party, and the neighbors actually said, "We thought you guys were doing drugs."
Yeah.
Yes.
Because, you know. No, it was in Shawnee.
Nice.
Because, you know, there are a lot of meth labs in Shawnee.
Yes. You know, it's the number one drug in Shawnee.
So we've continued the whole meth lab production with CantCons since.
We just moved it out of the basement.
We just moved it out of the basement and into a bigger facility with ventilation.
Let's face it, this way there's less likely chance we'll blow ourselves up.
Yeah.
That explains why they're not.
Yeah, that's a good point. What do you think are in those cupcakes?
Why do you think you guys can't stop eating that?
Oh, no!
Exactly.
Oh, yeah!
I think it's done. But just so you people know, as of this morning, CanCon's attendance set new records. In the first year, we had 25 people. In the second year, we had about 110, and we were only in the back half of this room. Yes,
from their back.
Imagine cramming 110 people in the back half of this room.
It was not pretty, but oh my God, was it fun.
It was very, very tight and very loud.
So the next year, CanCon 2011, we were out here in this room, the whole room, and we had 200 people show up. I'm happy to announce that as of this morning, and this isn't a 100% accurate count, we had 294 people. And it is because of people like you that we keep doing this show year after year after year.
Yeah. Just don't expect me to get up here again.
Drag people in from all across the country.
Multiple countries now, Ethan.
Yes.
In multiple countries.
Yes.
Now. We've gone international. We'll get more into that later.
Jump the shark?
Not yet.
We're going to jump the shark next year. We're actually going to, instead of gaming, we're going to do Twilight.
It's going to be riding over a small pool.
3-day-long Twilight twarp.
Yeah! That's going to be crazy.
Everybody bring your matches.
And glitter.
Actually, this is how you would have to put it. Just kill yourself before buying a ticket.
There you go.
Now. You can't pay us if you kill yourself.
Well, we've got...
How are we supposed to start it if you guys don't fund it?
Yeah. Before we get into this, I want to... Oh, go ahead. I'm not used to him being here.
Well, yeah.
I know, he talks and it's like, whoa, there's somebody here.
I know, isn't that crazy? No more invisible guy you guys can kick around. Now you have to actually really kick
him. I know, we have to kick you while you're here.
Yeah. Well, one thing that I'm sure Ethan hasn't said yet, but he'll be getting to it, is the fact of the matter is we cannot do this con without people like you. So, thank you so much for everyone that loves to come and game. Love the fact that you guys are here.
Thank you to gamers nationwide.
Yes.
Worldwide.
Worldwide, yes.
Well, this this year we started off things with we didn't start things off, but we started something this year. We got a CantCon costume contest that went on this year. Now, how many entries did we end up having? Like, 5?
7, maybe?
Hey, we got to start somewhere.
I thought you had at least one!
We had 7.
We did have at least one, and he's
right back there.
There is a man. Did we mention the man in the dress? Yes.
Hey, bar flock.
Bar winch.
So we're
bring me my ale.
We're going to go ahead and announce the winners for that while we're here, since we're not doing anything.
That one.
Here's the prize mistress.
I'll use Nathan's mic since he doesn't need it that much. Okay.
Just imagine I'm not here like normal.
Yeah. Thank you for everybody who did wear a costume. It was kind of decided late in the game and not very organized, but we'll try and fix that in years to come.
Next time, Gadget.
Exactly.
No, you gotta do it lower.
Next time, Gadget. Next time, Gadget.
Thank you, everybody, again. Can I have Tony and Rowan come up here, please? I know you guys are here.
You've been singled out.
Singled out.
You guys both got honorable mention, so I want you both to choose the fuzzy dice of your most liking.
Tony, you want the pink one.
You get one.
Thank you, Doctor.
That will go well in your TARDIS, Doctor.
That's true. The red matches your shoes.
That'll go in the TARDIS.
It will go in the TARDIS well.
And for those of you who are just listening, Tony plays a very good doctor.
Matt Smith.
Wait, where's the table?
Wait,
1 second.
Oh no!
He'll be back.
Left it at the table,
sorry. Give me my shoes. Went all timey wimey wibbly wobbly there for a second. There we go.
Well, I hope no one needs to use their computers anymore.
And here are my papers to prove that I am a completely trustworthy person.
Yes, see? He wouldn't lie.
Completely trustworthy.
The paper doesn't lie.
It's squiggly lines.
Completely trustworthy.
It's squiggly lines.
I don't think Rob believes you.
And references. And driver's license. Thank you very much.
And Rowan plays a
You're
very
here all
good
week.
Fairy. Do a curtsy. There we go.
Ta-da!
Okay, and I don't know if everybody is here, but I'm gonna announce first, second, and third. First place can come and choose anything out of this box, and then second place will come up, and then third. So I don't know if he's here, but Josh Warren, who was the Death Knight, and the guy who came out in full plate in 104 degree weather
and terrified all the children and made them cry.
And a mask,
and
yes.
A mask.
That poor little girl just started crying when he walked near her.
Cry. I mean, that's what Death Knights do. Usually that's Nathan's job.
Yeah. But the sad thing is I don't even have to wear a costume.
Well, he was amazing, and he won the first place, but I don't think he's here. So if we see him next year...
Actually, we'll contact him. We have his email address.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, yeah. Well, he'll get something anyways.
Well, I hope he filled that out on the form.
Well, yeah. I didn't have the form. There is no email address. Okay.
Well, no. Actually, on the can't come form.
Oh, that form. Okay.
Register.
We have lots of forms.
Yes, we do.
Says Noah.
Computer likes forms.
Second place went to Sabrina Graham. She is here. She waited all the time.
Yuki Cross.
She was... dressed up as Yuki Cross from Vampire Knight, and it was a very good costume. I think she did it herself. You did it yourself, right? She did it herself. It's
Check
amazing.
Out those cosplay kills.
So you can pick anything out of this box that you want, and dig around in there. There's a game
there's
in
there.
The bottom, and some books in there.
Got it.
And Jessica, while she's picking out, Jessica Smith, where are you? I knew she was here.
Furry Pirates, oh yeah. That's actually very fun.
Jessica was dressed up like a rogue. I don't know if any of you saw her, but she's got a great costume.
Yes. She was dressed as a rouge.
The rouge.
She could fly.
There's something new.
All right. Furry pirates it is. And no, Shane, you know, you deserve a pair of fuzzy dice for wearing a dress.
I want the pink one.
Come get him.
Oh, he's going to make you come get him.
You know where these are going to be hanging.
Uh-huh.
I think it's an alien game.
Yep. This is a family show, everybody.
Well, thanks again for everybody who participated. Next year, I want to see a lot more of you out here in costume. If I can do it, you can do it.
Don't worry, I'll be fine.
There we go. Thank you guys again. I'm going to turn it back over to these guys. They're a lot more smart than me.
We are.
They're the most smartest.
Prizes and stuff, so.
That takes a little bit more brain power than I can handle right now.
I just stand here.
Jeremy.
You're good at it.
Jeremy.
I am good at it.
You're
way to be an
feeling my role. Well, that's all I can do.
Well, but you're not ever here.
That's
so
true.
I can stand here, man. And I'm here.
I'm watching
back
to
episodes of the Three Stooges. Let's
go.
Which one normally gets laughed in the head?
Me. I'm the bald one, apparently.
Get the clippers.
$500
here next year.
Yeah.
I'm down.
Shame's head.
Challenge
Feels
accepted.
Like done.
It's going to be,
Only
let it wait, wait for it. Dairy.
Only if I get to choose the hairstyle. Oh, yes.
Oh, God. I'll come out and I have this one little tuft of hair over this ear. And a string hanging down here.
I'm thinking of Mr. T.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No,
do you pity the fool?
Well, if he wears the gold.
Gotta get the neck chains.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we're going to go ahead and get into actual prizes for winners of games.
All right. Well, that would be the best player box, which I'm actually miraculously standing next to. All right. I'm going to reach into the box and grab one and hand it to Ethan, who can
then. This is a whole fantastic new way to do things. I love delegation. All right. The winner for best role player in Brandon Howard's Dogs in the Vineyard went to one of our VIGs, Jamal Brown. Isn't quite back from, I think, off getting some din-din. But I know he's going to be back, as he promised. I'll have to punch him in the face or something. Anyway.
So, next up. I pulled out from slot 7, board game table 9, the Scepter of Zavendor. We have Sylvia as the winner. And Sylvia is right there, of course. Congratulations.
All right. We have Brett. What's that?
Brett Gilliland.
I can't even.
Games Galore. It was a board game, card game.
There he is. Congratulations.
Brett, I did not know that was your last name. I do apologize. You get to have this one.
Do none let us know if you didn't get one of our nifty best player ribbons.
There you go.
Did you get the best player ribbon?
Brett?
Yeah, why don't you have the best player?
Never get one? You had one.
Jay has one.
Tactical advantage.
All right.
Oh, you can slip in and slip out.
Okay.
Without anybody knowing.
Jay has them all.
Jay has them all. He does. We've got a stack. I'm just going to daisy chain him down. That'll be my costume next year, just best player ribbons. You guys like the ribbons this year? All right, we'll do more ribbons next year. A variety. Yes.
Worst player.
I win!
Nathan's trophy.
Nathan's going to be dragging on the floor.
Yeah, it'll be like a... Yeah, it'll be great. You guys will have to, like, use a forklift to move me around.
All right.
All the worst player ribbons. So many ribbons.
We've got a trophy for the Realms of Cthulhu event. I think this was Tracy's event. For Matt Harrop.
Thank you very much. I'd like to thank all the little people who let me die first.
It was Call of Cthulhu.
Yes, it was. Realms of Cthulhu.
Well, still.
It's Cthulhu, everyone dies.
Yeah. And of course, because I love Call of Cthulhu, the next one I drew, of course, because I'm biased, is a Call of Cthulhu. Slot 3 for Saturday. It was Call of Cthulhu, the Iron Ghost, for those of you who played. It was the one in Nazi Germany, I think. Yes, and the winner is... Mo C.
Mo. Mo came all the way here from San Francisco.
I must thank everyone. We have had me here, and I feel wonderful.
Thanks, Jeremy.
Yes, for the Crypt of Istaris, slot 6. It was Ted B. I'm hoping he has a poll.
I believe it's Ted.
Definitely. Well, you only play Tom Ted. So I'm just going with what's on.
You don't have a ribbon.
I never get a ribbon. I didn't know.
You don't have a ribbon.
Give the man a ribbon.
There you go.
Excellent.
You know they really want the ribbon. They don't care about the trophies. I mean, look at these things. We spared no expense. These are the same exact ones we had last year.
They're spent. Your plastic gold.
Exactly.
What's that?
Reduce, reuse.
Yes, the finest.
Exactly. We're going green here at CanCon.
So if you want to give your trophy back,
we'll make
it. Recycled plastic gold.
Right. There was a Tomb of Horrors celebrity game that we did this year. I don't know if you guys saw it yesterday, but there was a full 3D dungeon of the Tomb of Horrors set up.
So much death.
So much death and destruction and maiming, and we were so cowardly and slow going through that dungeon.
Oh, yeah.
Is there any other way?
Apparently there's fast and quick deaths. That's the way to do it. So
who's the one at the party?
And the winner is not the Jabberwock. No, I've given you the mic and I know what happens. No.
Look at that single tear.
No.
Look at that single tear roll down his cheek.
Exactly.
Sad.
Anyway, the Tomb of Horrors game featured many IDs that bought into the game through the Kickstarter, as well as our first ever guest of honor, Shane Hensley. Woo! Who is now on a plane going back to his home, I believe, in Arizona.
Yes, but an incredible guest nonetheless.
He has to work tomorrow.
Ooh.
Bummer.
Ouch.
But we do thank Shane for coming out. Hope he comes back next year. Anyway, the best player for this one goes to my own brother, Eric Parker.
Gregor, and his brother, Gregor.
No.
And his other brother, Gregor?
No, just the two brothers.
If Gregor had another brother, it would have been Gregor, yes.
Does Gregor want to say anything for his trophy?
Old person, everyone. First Gregor can't say anything because he was burned alive in lava.
Along with most of everybody else.
Yes.
Okay, I'm not entirely certain if this is the person's name, but we have here for slot 7A, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. for Age of Conan, Part 1. I have a name here on the card of, I am going to butcher this, and I apologize. It looks like Ardrian.
Yes, you got it correctly! Thank you! For saying it correctly.
Well, for the first part of the game, she was killing all of us.
Jeremy, you're saying that you were bested
by a girl.
By a girl. She was leading her hordes over the land.
Did you crush your enemies, see them driven before you, and hear the lamentation of the women?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Four, Along for the Ride, by Terrasol Games. Bill Rigger. Not here. Sam.
Yeah, Bill's not here. We know Bill, though.
Yes, Bill's a good guy. We'll get it to him.
Well, put the trophy right there.
Yes. Four, Day of Days, a World War II Savage Worlds adventure. The best player went to Michael Symes.
The Lord and pass the hand grenades.
Sorry,
French
out.
That's how I know my meals.
How do I kill more Nazis?
Harsh language.
All
right. Next up, I have slot 2, 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. It appears to be, I guess, Friday. His Majesty's Retainer's Book. Sorry, it appears to have been cut off.
Oh, you want to start?
The winner is Chris Spanish.
What did I say? Have you used the soap yet?
Oh, no, it hasn't.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, God.
So, let's see.
Delayed. That's just how...
Just add water.
Let's know someone. Chris is an old friend of my brother's, and Eric gave me some advice when I started gaming with him. It was always attack to the left unless Chris is sitting somewhere else.
And what's Eric's?
What's Eric's?
Yes.
Just attack Chris all the time.
You don't have to know.
These sodas could also be yours at concessions.
Drink as many as you can afford. We don't want to take the rest home.
How much are they now?
25 cents.
They are 25 cents a can right now.
Too rich for my blood.
Get out.
Get out.
Go home.
All right, for Seven Wonders.
Yes.
Okay. Mark. Dale.
Yeah.
Woo! What did you say?
That was Mark Dale. Mark's actually with Silver Griffin Games. He went back to South Dakota.
Did They left earlier today. We'll get into them.
They're a bunch of good guys, though. They do a con up there called NanoCon.
NanoCon.
It's very similar to CaneCon, apparently.
But it's not the same.
You want me to go next?
Okay. Yes.
Well, I have here in slot 2, 2 to 6 p.m. at RPG Table 6, Mecha West. And the winner is... It says Becca. But I don't know what Becca.
Becca, that is.
Yeah. It's just Becca.
That's my wife's name.
That's just Becca.
You'll need to change that. She owns the copyright.
She looks like she'll share.
I have a last name.
All right, Nathan, be nice.
All right.
Ruining my be nice.
In the event, the Lady Blackbird event.
Oh, yeah.
Best role player went to Jeremiah Fry. Who I don't see in the crowd tonight.
So, honorable mention?
Honorable mention, yes.
Trophy journey? Right here.
Recycling.
Swinging into the savings with the amazing. All right.
Can't come.
Ah, Melissa Snare. Coffee Break of the Living Dead.
What?
It was a game she played it.
Oh.
Accepting on her behalf is her
that
husband.
That makes more sense.
That or Melissa has really
good
Melissa!
Go.
Melissa!
Melissa says thank you.
She's recovering from all the zombie attacks?
Yes, she is.
I understand that can be completely dangerous.
For which game?
Coffee Break of the Dead.
Okay.
Coffee Break of the Dead. Oh, he just hit one.
All right, let's see. For the game on the Chaos Towers of Blood, Stephen Towley.
I will show you.
Group Squad.
Oh.
And they say power has gone to my head.
Can you say home?
No trophy for him.
Oh. Not the Root Squad. Don't take all the shinies. Uh-oh.
You're forgetting one thing. Look who is behind you. He's very hungry.
He is the Root Squad.
He is the Root Squad.
The Root Squad.
Who's next, Jeremy?
Ellie Dugan for Rescue the Village.
All right.
With Eli.
Eli Dugan for Rescue the Village.
I'm tired.
He's not doing
I apologize.
We'll be sure to get it to him on the back of a llama.
Also, you know, having Nathan here confuses me.
Yeah.
I throw off Jeremy's game.
It is. I got next, we got Friday, slot 1. Devil in the Details. The best role player was, of course, our own resident Tracy Barnett. Get up here and take your trophy.
Tracy, you actually got to play something?
Shake it! Oh, yeah!
You ran my game? All right, everyone, check out his tattoo.
Yeah! Right
Phil Brown over there bought his hero on Kickstarter and got him that tattoo. So Tracy put his skin on the line for you guys. I think we're going to have him do it again next year.
Yeah, he's got it.
Wait a minute, I thought we were going to shave my head next year.
You can do that too.
That's only worth like
$10. Or it can be like...
Okay, if mine's only worth $10, we'll shave your head. That should be shaved for $500.
Shave his head and then tattoo it.
$1,000.
No, I'm sorry. I have a phobia of needles unless you guys want to have me come into your house and shoving the needle in your nose.
Aha!
Not a good idea.
What about dry erase?
That's what it is.
Hey. Only I can threaten our guests.
Fine. Do it for me.
Okay.
Challenge accepted.
I can't say this name because he threatened with guns.
Okay. I'll do it.
I'm going to stand over here.
Arcady's Run went to Stephen Towel.
Lee.
The dad. Oh, good. He didn't threaten with guns.
No, and this isn't Steve Towel. This is Steve.
I just knew that someone was threatening with guns.
Yes.
That had that name.
We've got Disappearing Act. Winner was Peter Hildreth.
Well, unfortunately, I'm pretty sure the next one is not here.
I can give Bill's and Eli's to them if you'd like.
Okay. There you go.
Unfortunately, the next player I do not believe is here. I actually spoke to him a little bit before he left. We have the best player for the eighth slot of Paranoia, which is Kate. Kate Russ.
Oddly, Kate Russ is probably listening to. We're actually recording this for our podcast. He's probably listening to the podcast when this is
right now
on the website.
So congratulations.
He also has the honor of being the first member of the press to come to CanCon. So Kate, you have to come get your trophy now, man. He dressed up as
Charlie Brown
the first day.
Oh, I thought I saw Charlie Brown.
Striking resemblance.
All right, Lords of Waterdeep, Fred Woodward. Have a trophy for you. It's right here. It's shiny. Made of plastic.
Sorry, Fred. What do we got next?
Okay, I have. Okay.
She's draining.
It's a Jabberglock. It's a Jabberglock.
I'm not cleaning that up.
That's the gnome's job.
What?
Clean it up.
Alright. Oh. Next we have Labyrinth Lord, the River Something Ewing by R.C. Pinnell. And the winner of that game is just simply Matthew.
I believe that's probably Matthew Schmier. A 3-year CanCon veteran.
Yes.
I believe you.
The legend of Dan the Crab Shack owner will go down forever.
What?
Thank you. Dan the dwarf on the Crab Shack. I'm killing a couple of giant crabs.
That's a really bad case of crap.
All right. The winner for best role player in Cadwallon, the reunion. I believe it was Jay's game, wasn't it?
Cadwallon.
Cadwallon. Use real words.
It is, it's French.
Cadwallon?
Right.
French isn't real.
It, that's not real. So use real words.
Winner is Steve.
All right. Some sort of Noah Gibbs. Noah?
Really?
Gibbs.
He's not here.
I'm just going to throw this one out.
Yeah. Actually, I don't.
Yeah, that's not the right one anyway.
Fake out.
That's a fake out.
That's hard.
Oh, see if I come back from Jersey.
You will.
But Noah ran the game.
Oh, I ran the game.
So obviously he was, you know, an awesome GM.
Yes.
And the best role player was Jay.
Yeah!
Oh, God. Does this mean he has to talk again?
He won all of them, so
five,
there's really
times,
no reason. It's the Bureau of Paranormal. You can't have that.
I'll share.
Oh. Nathan. There's a reason that we don't let you be on the show.
Now you know what happens when I stay.
Oh, crap.
I'll be up here another 4 times, so you just have to deal with me.
That's why we're going to give it to you at the end.
What? Well, okay. So, soup for you, soup for you.
You soup for you.
No soup for you.
Yay!
You're burdening your habanero.
I do it better.
Or, yes, he does.
Oh, please don't start.
No, please.
I never should have shown you that video.
Yes. For Friday, slot 2 for the game, No Rest for the Wicked. We actually have something I haven't seen before. A tie.
Dun, dun, dun.
Now, who could possibly be so good that they tied? Well, that would be Noah Gibbs and Robin Putnam.
Word.
So you're
going to
cut the trophy in half, right?
Just get one, guys.
I'm going to cage fighting you.
Okay.
You'll win.
Okay, guys, you're in it for half of the year, and then you're Robin gets it half the year. So you have to move out here to share it.
Oh, I see.
Totally want to see that cage fight. No, okay, you're going to die.
I just said that.
Totally
all right, Kickstarter next year. I'll cage fight Robin if someone pays $1,000.
Okay.
Cool.
Ryle's totally going to win.
$1,000. Yeah,
all right.
She will kidney punch you.
She does it him all the time.
And then shiv you.
Does that him all the time too? All right. The winner of Dimensions of Madness was Corey Whitworth.
Dimensions of Madness.
You know, Corey.
Really? That was a cool sounding one.
That's right. Good name. Too bad. All right, Jeremy, who's up next?
Marvel, The Imp's Revenge.
Jay
Carter.
Woo! Woo!
Aggie went home.
Jay, would you just sit up here for 5 minutes, really?
How about if we collect the Holy Grail?
Somebody give that man a seat near the front.
Or I hit Jeremy's microphone this time.
Lick it.
I would just like to say that the great international power of England thanks you for giving me this grand honor.
Oh, God.
And I will obtain the Holy Grail if it must be over your dead body. So you may give it to me now.
We gave him the booby trap one, right?
But wait, there's more.
Okay.
Yes. Quickly, take
the winner for Aftermath, I cast Resurrection on Jay Carter.
Hey, I think I have one of those questions.
He is the winner for this one as well. You know, I could have waited until he went all the way back.
Next time we will. This time you give him the mic.
This time I give him the mic. I'm never going to get it back now.
You can claim it as your own.
And I'm not trading you for the trophy. But I will share.
No. I'm keeping the trophy now. Get another one.
What? Okay. Somehow I ended up with two trophies and one microphone, and he's got nothing. Am I like the best rogue or what?
Still nails in the floor!
Yes, that was another game I won. Goodbye.
All right.
Okay. This time, wait until he gets
walk
down there,
slower.
Sits down. Then we'll say it.
We got the squeak! I don't believe you.
Actually, Fantasy Savage Worlds, press on break. Run at slot 5 at RPG Table 2. The best player winner is Phil! What happened there?
He doesn't want to be hurt.
Neither does he.
It's pretty easy. I mean,
all right. The winner for A Few Muppets More was Eric Curran.
Kermit?
Kermit? You were Kermit? That's awesome. No? Which Muppet were you?
He was Bunsen Honeydew and he didn't talk ever.
Awesome.
Wow.
Well, I would like to thank you for playing for A Few Muppets More. Hope to see you next year.
You know, this CanCon is the only place where we have, like...
I don't want to be so loud that people can never hear again.
My tinnitus.
Never mind. Not going to finish my thought. In for a penny, in for a pound. Jinx. Nathan Brown.
Hey, all right.
Well, that was really delayed. I take it Nathan's not here.
Argument.
Got it. See, I say that Nathan left.
Nathan for Nathan.
That's probably not a good trade. We have the Lady Blackbird slot from Saturday, 2 p.m. to 6 p.m., where the winner is, and I'm sorry, I cannot read this handwriting very well.
Frank Prossel.
Prossel? Prossel?
Frank?
Frank.
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 What's
Slot Saturdays, 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. He's not here?
Does everybody know where he lives so we can sit in his doorway?
No, but I'll come make some phone calls. I'll find out.
Okay. We'll just drive by his house and throw him animals screaming out the window.
Alright. Well, the winner for the boss's daughter was also Bill Reeder. So you can come get it later. Woo!
Oh, I didn't get one to Jeremy. Look at me, I'm slacking.
Slacker.
Slacker.
Yes.
Someone go first.
Go, Jeremy.
Mike Dugan.
What's your
thought? Mike Dugan. War of the Ring, Part 1.
Woo!
This time it's first.
That's Part 1, that's Part 2.
Okay. Go ahead, Nathan.
We have, I believe it looks like William Rieger's game, Blind Run, was won by Peter Hildreth.
Right! Well, that's another one in the pile for you, Pete. Alright, this one doesn't go to you, Peter. So you know. The winner of the slot 3, 7 to 11 p.m., I don't know one day, Thunder Hamsters in the Temple of Cheese was Danae Minnick.
Go ahead. Why are you looking at me?
Okay. Well, I just figured since I just recently went.
Go.
We have here, in for a penny, in for a pound, slot 3, 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. David, I can't say this without screwing it up.
Chum.
Can't say it.
Maybe Churn. Probably Dave Churn.
Is it Dave Churn?
Trump.
It's Trump. David Trump.
Anyway.
He won.
He won.
Excuse me for butchering the name.
Looks like the winner for Burning Wheel event was Thomas Hook. I think that's John Hook's son.
That makes a lot more sense because...
Dun-dun-dun-dun!
Woohoo! Thank you, thank you. It's the Olympic hockey pose.
Yeah. We have to listen to the 18-minute Croatian anthem now?
Maybe.
That's not bad.
Alright. The winner for Battle Lore was Ron Carlson.
Yeah!
Battle Lore.
Thanks. Not worthy. And the first time here, School Days, made by our very own Tracy. I just want to point that out, that he created that. For Whom the Bell Trolls, Amanda. No last name, but Amanda.
One of our various, one of our art minions and volunteers.
There can be only one Amanda, according to Nathan.
I know you will cherish this.
There was another Amanda, an evil Amanda, but see, you don't have to worry because she killed him.
Where was the body hidden? Never mind.
I don't know. I don't ask.
Basement of your old house. It had hooker kill in the basement.
Thanks, Jeff. Lucky in it.
All right.
Go ahead. I'll go. Next up, I have for. Run by Tracy, of course. School Days, Saved by the Hellmouth. And the winner was Jessica Smith. Woo!
Who?
Jessica Smith.
Who? Where?
That Jessica.
That one.
Huh?
Look to your left.
Oh, the blank! Got it! Oh! Sorry, you have to play the game.
Alright, the winner for The Watchers on the Hill was Chris Shields. Chris couldn't be here tonight, so.
Aww.
He wanted to say that he will slowly take over the world and make every one of us a slave, but thank you for the trophy.
Alright, School Days, Prom Night.
Dun, dun, dun.
I'm gonna say this name. and you're not going to freak out. Becca.
Ah!
And it's the other Becca.
Hail, Becca, prize mistress.
Go, Becca.
I just want to wish everybody a sunshiny rainbow day, because it was the most fun game that I've ever played.
Aww.
And you all need to get it. It's school days.
On sale soon.
And there's these really cool squiggly, like, dice things, and you should talk to Tracy about them, because they're very, very awesome.
Yes. I haven't seen them yet. Same. I let you into my convention and you didn't show me your dice.
He showed them to me.
That's a little personal.
Whoa. It is my convention.
They're all squiggly.
Hey, Ethan.
I need to know.
I'll show you my dice.
Ooh.
Whoa.
Family show.
Whoa.
Family show.
Why did that fall out?
Well, it's just like any other, you know, entertainment expose when they're interviewing all the actors. Someone's got to slip somewhere.
Okay, I got this one. Pathfinder, War of the Muppets. Dun dun dun. Mo!
Woo!
Which Muppet did you play?
Kermit the Frog here, wanting to say thank you. And remember, believe in Hanson. Alright, the winner of Burning Wheel, Shards of the Ash Crown, goes to Rick Fortier. Fortier? Fortier? Fortier.
What's you? I can switch.
Excellent, moving on.
Alright, I have for Saturday, slot 5, 2 to 6 p.m., Old School Hack. And the winner is Matthew Davidson.
Woo!
The name I can say. Okay, the world won tomorrow. I can say the name.
You know what? Going once. Going once.
Going once. Once, twice, so.
Three times later.
All right. Snow Tails.
Very cool.
Chris Rooney. Chris Rooney. Woo!
No Chris Rooney, it looks like.
Apparently Mansquito got him.
Well, I know this guy is here. The winner of one of Shane Hensley's events, Deadlands Reloaded Stormcaller, Mo.
Yeah!
Hey, Mo. Hey, Mo.
Give me some Mo. Give me some Mo.
I thought the doctor won, but I guess I did kill him after all. Feels good.
That's a little creepy.
Jay looks sad.
Aww.
Aww. Hey, buddy, I got the best player ribbon to prove it, so you can have your trophy.
Claire, Claire, in my favor.
You can both have the ribbon.
Ladies, you're both pretty.
There are no losers here.
We can cut the ribbon in half.
Just none for slaves. Alright, we have for slot 3, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., a board game called Thunderstone.
Thunderstone.
I'm sorry, I can't say that right now.
Thunderstone.
Scott Thunder Snare.
Thunder.
This is Scott. Thunder. His wife.
Thunder. So now you can lord that over Melissa. Oh, wait, she's got one.
She's got one, yeah.
We'll
Thank
see
you!
American Royale, hosted by Carousel Games.
America.
We're not going to follow that up.
Family show.
Family show.
Stay took our jobs.
See, see. See, he can work.
Yeah, he can work.
Bart? Bart? Horning. Hornung.
Hornung. Hornung? Hornung?
Alright!
Anyway.
Going once?
Going twice, so.
Bart?
The winner for Race for the Galaxy was Fred Woodward.
Woo! Woo!
asked me to take it for him.
Fred, it's okay. Oh, sorry, Fred. No.
All right. Star Trek Expeditions, slot 2A, board card game, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. The winner was Tyson Cram. Did I pronounce it right? Does anybody know him?
Okay.
Is it Cram?
You offended him so much he left.
Oh, man, I'm batting a zero average here.
Interface zero. Steven.
Hawking?
Sure.
There's no last name.
I would like to thank you for my prize.
It's not Steve.
Not Steve.
No one played Interface Zero.
Anyways.
That's sad.
Yeah. The winner of Seventh Sea, A Simple Job was Kate Russ again.
Woo!
He's on the stage. But give a hand.
Give a hand. Right, we have the board game Arkham Horror. Slot 7, 9 a.m. to 11 or 1 p.m. The winner is simply Alec. No one died. What game were you guys playing? Clearly not Arkham Horror.
No one died. You were playing Clue.
All right, Jeremy, who we got next?
Talisman, Matthew Fox.
The actor?
The actor.
Wow. That's right.
Okay, he doesn't.
No, it's not.
Jeremy's making things up again.
No. Yes. Possibly.
All right.
Sometimes.
Here?
No. Fine.
The winner of Car Wars Amateur Night was Heather Edwards.
Yeah! Woo!
No. Is Heather Edwards not with us this evening?
Doesn't look like.
All right. I have one here, and it just simply says this because there's no game on it, so I'll just repeat it. John McCauley. Would you happen to know what game this is for, John?
Atomic Kung Fu Ninjas and the something. Atomic Kung Fu Cowboys in the 21st
century. That sounds like
awesome. Marshall Scrimshaw!
Run by Nathan Pankey over there.
So yes.
Pankey.
A fun time was had by all.
Wow. Alright, best role player for Knight of the Twin Keys. I know it's Twinkies. I'm saying Twinkies. Was Eunice. Eric, are you accepting on Eunice's behalf?
Yes.
Woo!
Woo! Take it, Eric, take it. Come on, take it.
I know.
You gotta walk by Eunice. Take it. Woo!
Shiny. Yes, thank you.
Stefan. Oh, I know. He's not here right now.
Okay.
League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, 1935.
Sean Connery.
It was not Sean Connery.
It was run by Mr. Pankey.
What? Hmm?
You happen to run a game.
Yeah.
It's okay.
The winner of that event
happened to be Stephen. I don't.
Stefan. He's not here right now.
He's not here.
Also not here right now is the winner of Something's Missing in Rough and Ready, a Deadlands game. Rob Edwards. We know Rob. Rob, you're hiding. Let me get your trophy.
Rob's been here the whole time.
Congrats, I was hoping I could actually manage to make it.
I thought you'd gone home.
I'm not really here.
You're knocking your door.
I'm invisible.
You're still
hiding.
I have two cards in my hand. Here, Mike.
All right.
We have Attack of the Culinary Chain Combiners, slot 4, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., RPG table 2. The winner is simply Becca. From henceforth, you shall be known as Becca 2.
Well,
she was first.
0.5.
That's just so harsh. You know
I'm teasing.
You can hit him with that trophy.
Why now?
You should get a trophy just for that.
Jump the winner for all the trophies.
She still missed.
The winner for Hail Hydra.
Hail Hydra!
Was Patrick Ross.
Hail Popsicle!
So Hail Patrick Ross!
Hail Patrick Ross!
No,
Ross.
No, no. No Popsicle.
Cobra!
Who's up next?
In for a penny, in for a pound. Mark Sarver? Sarver?
Sarver?
Sarver? That's what it looks like.
Sarver.
It's Mark. Sarver.
No Mark Sarver.
We're adding a K, there's no K. Yes, there is.
It's a silent K. No, Sarver.
No, it's Silent Hill.
He's not here.
All right, he's not here. Doesn't matter.
Well, I'm not entirely certain about this one. We have Traveler, Adventure to be Determined. The name on the back is Rowan, but it is... Oh, no, no, no.
Ronald Joyce.
Ronald Joyce.
But it's crossed out. It's crossed out. Actually supposed to be Ted Bowler Jack.
So I guess it's Ted Bowler Jack. Is he here?
It's Ted again.
What is this? A dandelion?
Yeah, we'll take it.
Thank
you.
Maybe.
That's how the
Oscars. And chairs. That is the laziest conga line I've ever seen.
It's been a long weekend.
The winner for
I understand.
The board game event Outpost was Fred Woodward. Who is here?
Wait, no, he's right there.
Why?
He's just can't hear you. Okay.
Fred.
Fred.
Fred!
Our power of persuasion has failed.
You want to
get
it?
Have you listened to our life?
I'm not
Fred. But he wants it, I think. For Fred.
Remember, Ethan, this is why you have minions. I'm not going to be able to wash your robe, Jerry. I'm going to be working on
it. All right. Fiasco. Mr. Black. Brendan.
Brendan!
No, Mr. Black.
Brendan Joyce, I would guess.
All right. Poor Mr. Black.
Noah? You're making me count your votes for the first Muppet game.
No. The envelope shouldn't be there.
Wow.
Nobody told me for the first game. Wow. Yeah, it's right over there.
They're professionals.
Really?
First one.
No one. Trust me, I'm a doctor.
Nobody told me. It was the first lot of the game.
That's
nobody
the reason
told me
I don't trust you.
It's okay, it was okay.
It's good.
My food is good. You might fish now.
All right. So, Muppets. Slot one. I'm guessing Friday?
Friday.
Yes.
Friday.
The winner is, of course, the inimitable Jay.
That's what
I'm wondering,
like...
No, you won from one earlier, you just were confused.
Yeah, you did.
Uh-huh.
That's Jay.
When you win so many...
There's another Jay.
Somebody give me their microphone here.
Oh, no, I learned my lesson there.
Apparently I haven't.
I already gave you one, so...
Okay, so here's how this is working, basically. He got the one I was supposed to get, and I got another one for the one I already won.
No, you didn't. It was
oh, no, my
friend. We're teaming with organization tonight.
What you don't know, Mo, is that my secret plan was to give you the trophy all the time. I have a secret in there that will shock you. Goodbye.
I need the words.
All right, the winner for the World of Darkness, Mage. Not business as usual. Was Saya.
Yeah!
Good job. Yeah. You should have done it.
Thank you, sir.
Your wonderful trophy. Would you like to say any words?
Thanks.
Words.
You're welcome.
Wow.
It's very Alfred Hitchcock.
Yes.
We appreciate that.
All right. All right. Next. We have Gaming the Shrieving. We have Savage Pirates. Sword 5. RPG table something, because it's cut off. Connor Hall!
No.
What?
English.
Speak English, Mom.
You must be pirate.
Connor Hall. He's not here.
I know. All right. That. Renegade Legion Interceptor Battle. Thomas Oak.
This is Thomas Oak's second award this season. And his fifth nomination.
First year CanCon, two trophies. See the hint for him, first year at CanCon.
All right. Thank Ted Boulderjack because he bought me my 3-day ticket for my birthday.
Oh,
happy birthday.
Do we need to sing one happy birthday?
No, that's okay.
Happy birthday.
Wow, were we that out of tune? Oh, probably.
Yes.
All right.
What a cheap birthday.
The winner for Elven Revenge was Brett. I believe that's Brett Gilblum.
No.
It was a different
Brett.
All right,
Brett.
The
Necromancer Brett.
Necromancer
if
Brett.
If you're done necromancering, magicking.
The evil dead Brett.
All right, he must have died.
All right. He's been put back in the grave.
I live again.
I would say our paladin from the Tomb of Horror slayed him, but he ran off.
But yes, that paladin was a
terrible paladin.
When are they?
Yes, could have been worse. Could have been like the mage fighter who couldn't figure out how to get into the fight.
Worst ranger ever.
Worst mage ever.
And then there was magma.
It burns like hygiene.
All right, we've got the Burning Wheel, RPG Table 1, Slot 8, was won by Sylvia.
This is Sylvia's second award in this year, CanCon.
Oh. Yeah.
Congratulations.
Power Grid. Jason P.
Way to go, Jason!
Jason Poprocks.
Jason.
Power Grid.
Poprocks.
Woo!
With MODOK on his shirt. Oh, yeah.
There you go. Thank you.
You're the power of MODOK. All right.
You have the last one.
The last one.
That is the last one.
The last one. The winner for Grodog's Castle Greyhawk.
Sweet.
It looks like it was a tie.
Ooh, a tie.
Another one.
Matt Schmier and Heather Edwards.
Woo! Yeah! You are the
man! Yeah.
What? I'm sorry. I failed a listen check, I think.
Not
thank
not
you.
Funny the second time, apparently.
Thank you.
Thanks, Matt.
You know, when you hand these out, they should have vodka shots in them.
Alright. That is it for our
prize. No, it's not. No, it's not.
Well, that's it for the regular awards.
No.
Yes.
No, I forgot to put one in the box.
Nathan, thank you.
It was my one kid.
Curse you.
We played a Hellboy game together.
That was the one you wanted.
That was probably the one you wanted.
No, because he said Noah Gibbs.
Yeah, well,
he
was
all right, wrong. Nathan Panky, here you go.
He did.
I don't care. Here you go.
No, that was the second one you gave.
That's what I'm saying.
He ran the game.
Oh.
That's what I'm saying.
What was the name of the game?
This is all brilliant.
Steal my mind.
What was the name of the game?
It was BPRD, Run Through Savage Worlds.
What was the name of the game on the ticket?
Nibiru is coming.
The what is coming?
Nibiru.
I did not see a ticket that said Nibiru is coming.
That's because
he
forgot
to
put it in.
Okay, so congratulations. You've won a prize for Nibiru is coming. Congratulations. Somehow I don't think you got a best player ticket for that, though. Let's get you one of those.
No, I did. I seriously did. No,
you need another one.
No, I didn't. Look, this is already served with a loincloth. I don't need another one. All I have to say is I don't have very good aim, but luckily, the Samaritan uses really big bullets.
Looks like we have one more.
Yeah, I ran a game, my first game ever today. And my best player was Erin Marshall. She played a dilettante in my Realms of Cthulhu game, and she fainted in front of the door and got everybody killed.
Congratulations.
I don't know why I'm here, but thank you.
Typical dilettante.
Alright.
I was the useful character.
Yes, those are the best kind.
Alright, Becca, we're ready for the special awards. Every year we give out some special awards to some special folks. This year is no different.
And one not so special.
Musical chair.
I will share my mic with my wife.
Aww.
Aww. Oh, please get a room.
They have a hall room.
The first thing,
they're in a room.
Are you asking to watch?
Yes.
Tickets are $5.
Ooh, another
Nathan.
Question.
Nathan.
Nathan.
This is a con. The least you can do is put a mic in.
What, you wanted to talk? What did you say?
The least you can do is put a podcast.
All right.
What would there be to hear?
We're gonna go ahead and kick things off.
It sounds like Elvin sick.
One more special guest.
Family show.
Family show.
Every year, we hand out an award for the people that some of the people that either fly the longest distance or drive the longest distance.
Ooh, yes.
And it was decided this year that we were going to do one for
each
actual driving and then one for flying. So the winner for driving the longest distance to get here.
The Road Warrior Award.
Coming here from Newark, New Jersey.
Verona,
New Jersey.
Sorry. It's somewhere in Jersey.
If I can't remember where you're from, you just gotta move to Kansas.
Yes.
Who wants to move to Kansas? Come on.
Come on.
No, in honor of your character, that your guest character in the Meets Masterminds game, El Colibri, I give you a luchador mask. Not only that, an appropriate one, you get the Road Warrior.
I gotta say,
I wouldn't have made it nearly as far this year if it wasn't for Tracy, because I couldn't have done 20 hours on my own. Tracy, come here.
Woo! Did I just see what I thought I saw? All
right,
there you go. Oh, I zoomed in. Get the mask back. Tracy, you guys look here.
Brother's got a hug.
Alright.
Have you watched the Family Channel? We're actually a little safer, I think, so far.
So far.
The Family Channel is called that because both parents have to cover the eyes of the children.
One for the ears, one for the eyes.
And this is why we don't really...
This is why they don't want me here.
Alright.
It's usually a giant edit.
And the winners for the... I guess we could call it the Air Warrior Award...
Fighting Flyers!
For flying
Fighting
in
flyers.
From Vancouver, British Columbia.
Wow.
We will always know him as Sanjian Unkar.
Sanjian.
But I think his real name is something like Jason McLean or something. But you know, that we really know that he's actually...
He's actually Sanjian. Resident he's villain.
And it's your wife, right? Your lovely wife, who's also over there. She's come up as well.
Come on.
Our first official international guests at CanCon, who came specifically from another country.
Yes, and for braving the horrid heat that was resident here in Kansas when you stepped off the airplane.
Yes.
Yep. We have a wonderful prize for you.
We have an airplane for you.
Airplane. And not just airplane. No, we could have got you the nice new fancy one, but no, we made sure to get you the classic old school one.
That's the good one.
Yes.
And how many hearts did you have to take to get here? That's the question.
Yes, because we know Sanjian here is really the retired villain from...
Yes!
What can I say? Next year we're bringing more.
Yeah, it's excellent.
Yes.
I'd just like to thank the Gamers Haven guys for putting together the first con I've ever been to.
Wow.
I'd like to thank everyone who put together these great games we play. And I'd especially like to apologize to Tracy for not being able to do a damn thing in your game today.
Is Anatoly happy?
Anatoly says...
All right.
It's good, it's good.
Every year, we send out feelers and contacts to all kinds of game companies out there. And our point man on that is Mr. Nick Seal. Nick is also, additionally, the guy who has put together the convention game library over there.
This wonderful library over there.
Doesn't it look great this year? That's all Nick over.
So many games that everybody can play.
And he's also almost as tall as the Jabberwock.
Actually, as tall as the Jabberwock.
Well, the Jabberwock's sitting down, though.
I need documentation.
Documentation that Mr. Nick does exist?
Nick is also known as the mountain who walks.
Yeah. Nick, take a knee. I hereby dub thee the Nicker Gluck.
Receive your anointed prize.
It's not going.
It's oh, a big gorilla.
For check.
Yes, thank you.
It's beautiful. Thank you.
He actually makes sound.
I'm really, really tired right now, so yeah, I'm just going to sit down and paint some more. So, there you go. Thank you.
We might as well get this one out of the way. I put the task, Mr. Jay Carter, this year with 20-some design requests for various projects. And him and our art department, him and Amanda, worked very tirelessly to put together some great designs for us. And so I was very keen on getting extras of the portfolio and backpack for Jay for all of his design stuff. So you see the Jabberwock, you see the gnome, you see the CanCon logo. That was all Jay.
He did a great job. I mean, we could not do anything when it comes to any of the art, any of this without all the help that we get. So, I mean, seriously, you know, from Nick doing everything he does, from Jay and all his help, I mean, really, from just all the help here, guys, everybody.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Amanda. Come on up, too. Sometimes I think Jay regrets giving me his business card 2 years ago.
I guess I was approached last year by Jay, I guess, to help him out with all the problems that he was having. What time? And so I had the honor of doing a lot of things. I mean, I've never had so much fun doing artwork in my life. I mean, I really had fun.
Andre, get out here. Come on, dude. Seriously?
Come on, Andre.
Unstoppable force makes a movable object?
Talk about this here.
I guess, let him talk about his model.
You talk about my model for a moment. You're sign the front.
Seriously, people. Amanda A is an awesome artist.
Yeah! I love my minion shirt.
She's bashful and she won't admit it because she's humble like that, but she's an awesome artist. We had this amazing dash to get everything done at the end, which by the way I'm totally gonna put a limit on May. End of May, seriously. But, Amanda and Andre
seriously were able to pull this thing off and ended up awesome. And Amanda's artwork is on the cover of it. Amanda also did the artwork for some of the other things that we have around CampCon. And yeah, thank you. No, it's like, what have I got on there? Is it food? Is it one of those spring cookies that we want?
Hey now.
They were really good. No, okay, so, but Amanda did the artwork for the t-shirts, for the overlords, for the minions, for the cover of the Prison Big module, which Andre also put a lot of time and effort into, a lot of sleepless nights. And I will say, as I have said before, it's his fault I'm here. So if you want to thank somebody for getting me involved, it's his fault. So thank you, Andre, for being such an awesome GM, getting everything done, and putting so much time and effort into everything. And thank you, Amanda, for being willing to be my design minion and draw as well as you do. Thank you, guys.
But wait. There's a little bit more for both you, Jay, and Amanda. So stand still for a moment. We have wonderful gifts for you. Of course, an artist would be lost. Yes. An artist would be lost without her canvas to draw on.
And she must hold it in front of Jay. No, not like that. The other way? There you go. As his assistant, you hold it.
Oh, okay, very good.
Yeah, I do.
And of course, you would not be able to draw.
I'll sign that for you.
An artist would not be able to draw without his tools.
Thank you, both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
I passed off a lot of torches this year, delegation and all. One of the things I delegated was scheduling and dealing with volunteers. To one of our new people, whose first game convention ever was last CanCon. Aaron, come on up here. This is the taskmistress, Aaron Marshall.
I'm the pretty overlord.
We got for you,
Andre, do it.
A gift because of all of your really hard work. I mean, you went through and dealt with personal schedules and really, really worked your butt off, and we really appreciate what you did.
Thank you.
And you had to put up with all...
I had to put up with everybody.
Since you can yell at everyone, we got you a bullhorn.
You didn't want to do this, really.
Do it!
Blair's going to love us.
This is not a good idea.
Oh, and a whip.
Yes. You need to keep the minions in mind.
Yeah.
We could let you know minions.
Tracy's really smiling. Hey, Tracy.
Family show.
One other thing I passed off is the whole event management stuff. And living over in Ohio was our first rogue warrior, Tracy. And he said, sure, I'll take that responsibility. And then I, for the next 8 months, dumped everything on him for that, saying, that's not my problem. That's Tracy's. I'm sure you love me for it.
Well, I did it last year as well, and we tried a few different things this year, and as some of you may have noticed, on Friday, things did not go completely to plan, and it'll be better next year. Is Chris Perrin still here?
No,
he is not. Okay, so if any of you played in a mecha game, you played with Chris Perrin, who is the guy who designed the ticket printing app that we used for our first ever on-site ticket printing experiment. And it was awesome. There's no way I could have done that without him. I'm not a computer programmer in the slightest. So I wanted to thank Chris for his efforts on that. And I also wanted to thank everyone who submitted events. We had,
96?
Last I checked, it was 96, but I know it
96 over 100. Events over 3 days. Not to mention the pickup events that people decided to do on their own. So, thank you for giving me that work, because the events is that's what makes CanCon CanCon. It's events for 3 solid days, and everyone who ran an event absolutely rocks the house. So, round of applause, please.
So you can better manage your time, you have to get an actual watch for it. But we got you a steampunk pocket watch case. Yeah!
Yes, you're on time.
I love this picture. All right.
The jammer looks so excited.
Now, if all of you take a little look at the corner of the room, you'll see the refreshment center.
Yes. Yes. Hi, Jackie.
The refreshment center has been around for since the first year, really. And it's been Beth's responsibility the last 2 years. She has been our food czar.
Well, 3 years.
Hail
the food czar.
Hail the food czar.
So she and several others worked very hard, tirelessly over the last several weeks, and really a lot over the last 3 days, to bring some really, really good food to you guys for this convention. So cupcakes, cakes, all that good stuff, cookies.
Not to mention the new plan that we have.
Not to mention the meal plan.
Yeah.
The tasty food. Beth worked very hard at it. I can attest to the stress that it caused her. Uh-huh. So we've gotten you. A surprise to me.
A cookie sheet.
Yeah.
More cookie sheets.
No.
We got you some measuring cups and measuring pins.
They're made of rainbows and sunshine.
Rainbows and sunshine.
Go back.
Sweet.
Oh, sorry.
Hold on. I think the battery's fine or something. There we go.
No, it's the flash. It takes a while.
No, the battery's fine.
Okay.
I have some interesting news. This is my last year's food czar.
Oh. We'll starve.
We're actually going to have Crystal Hunter. She's taking over. She'll have a different title.
We're not sure what the title is yet.
But she's the lovely woman who made the amazing cakes that were in the raffle. So, thank you guys for everything and your support and everything over the last 3 years.
For those of you who don't already know, at next CanCon, Beth and I are going to be married. So. But we'll be married by the time CanCon gets here next time.
All right. That killing of two birds with one stone would probably
then
be.
And apparently, there are prizes for the two of us.
Well, of course.
Because we're awesome, I suppose. We'll start with Jeremy, I guess.
Yes.
Okay.
Our Jeremy, madman, mad scientist.
You're here.
I am. I stand around.
You do.
You also run lots of games.
I didn't run anything.
Don't let him fool you.
I ran nothing.
Not
it was great.
Jeremy, we couldn't find you a Jawa, but we found you this awesome Chewbacca.
We got you a Wookiee.
Who says all of your favorite sounds from movies.
I like Wookiees.
Oddly, it sounds like Jeremy when he hasn't had any coffee in the morning.
I appreciate it.
Squeeze it, buddy. Well,
I broke it. Yep. And Nathan broke it.
I made him work.
Do anything nice.
Yep, I'm the reason they can't have anything nice here at the con. It's all my fault.
And speaking of nothing nice.
Yes.
Nathan, who is, didn't we mention, is actually here for the award ceremony this year.
First time.
And
thank
is
you.
Normally, he gets a nice new crown because he is the king of bitching.
I have 3 of them now.
There's too many. So we had to make him a scepter.
With a scepter I shall cover all the lands in my power. All of you will be my minions. Except the Wookiee.
I think I'm the only
one. Oh,
left.
Yes, I should talk about Ethan.
Yes, please.
Do it in a nice way.
Aww.
We all love Ethan.
Yes.
We're going to have a big group hug. If only you would all fit up here.
I think she's talking about all of you out there.
I don't want to die.
We know you're obsessed with the doctor.
Well, yeah.
So we got you something to carry around in your pocket to always remind you of the doctor.
Exterminate!
I have to. Of course, the doctor makes a mistake. There you go.
Sorry, it's drifting off.
There he goes again.
He is really good at that part. I mean,
thank you, guys.
Oh, here comes.
Wrong direction.
Well, she's broke.
Alright.
Oh, we're gonna wrap things up really quick.
It's a double.
A double? Wow.
I got one thing left to do, and I'm gonna turn it over. I hope you guys have all had fun the last 3 days, or the last 2 days, or the last day, however long you've been here.
Goldfinger.
Thank you, Nathan.
I'm apparently now mine.
But I would, when I started this thing 4 years ago, I really had no idea it would become what it is. And CanCon is going to keep going, and I hope it keeps growing. I'm going to be here. I hope Nathan's here. I hope Jeremy's here. Hope Beck is here. I hope everyone's here.
They will be wheeling me into this place in a wheelchair until long.
I wanted to specifically just read to you guys here. These are the volunteers. These are a list of the volunteers that came out and helped this year. And without them, we would not have been able to do this. My mother, Barbara Parker. My sister, Eleanor Parker. Crystal Hunter. Rachel Pankey. Nathan Pankey, Eunice Scott, Robin Putnam, Andre Fauché, Justin Robertson, Ryan Childers, Angela Robertson, Nick Seal, Danae Minnick, Jason Sakin, Rebecca Tolbert, Bethany Mullinax, Chris Hirth, Kat Andrews, Jackie Kelly, Matt Harrop, Andrew Terrell, Amanda Puentes, Karen Miller, John Clement, Audrey Sarver, David Means, Marissa Means, Shane Harrison, Tracy Barnett, Aaron Hoover, Michelle Seal, Jeremy Putnam, Nathan Tolbert, Jay Carter, Eric Parker, and Chris Perrin. Please give them a round of applause.
And Ethan Parker.
I helped out with them. But without them, this con wouldn't exist. And apparently I could Shanghai a lot of people to help me do something crazy, so.
Remember, a good friend will help you move. A true friend will help you move bodies.
And I've got a lot of people I can move bodies with. All right, apparently Becca's got a few more things.
Wait.
You forgot the prize for Becca.
Oh.
Our prize mistress.
That's right. Thank you for reminding me. Becca, sort of the unsung hero, who has put together all this wonderful swag into bundles and giving them to you wonderful people, managing all that, and also had a lot of other duties dumped on you. And I know you were pulling your hair out, you were making keychains, You've done these nice ponies, these beautiful things, and you don't get a lot of recognition for it. You're fantastic. So we decided we're going to treat you. Here's a little treasure chest.
Oh, treasure.
Not only is there some gold pieces in there, got some relaxation stuff, some bubbles.
Bubbles.
These are, of course, Jelly Baby scented bubbles.
No.
If you really want a little pedicure kit.
Honey.
I know what I'll be doing for next week.
Something to file your nails with.
Let's say hurry up and relax.
These hair extensions that you like.
Oh, yeah.
A little craft kit to do a little painting of the kitty.
Kitty.
And so you can finally get some sleep. We got you a little blindfold to put on.
She needs earplugs to knock out my
sleep. And, of course, lots of gold to throw at Nathan to make him go away.
Because obviously all it takes is money.
But yeah.
Too bad you guys had to value that.
Thank you very much, Beck, for helping us out.
I could not. Okay. I love that too. She's shorter than me.
Wait.
I could not do my job without people like Nick. He's the one who was talking to all these companies. Noah talked to some of his local gaming stores to get us some product. Tracy talked to some contacts he has to get us some swag. I think Jeremy donated some stuff. Ethan donated some stuff. All of our vendors donated stuff for a raffle and the auction. It was so big this year. We had so much stuff to give away. Noah was yelling at me to get rid of it all, and I almost did. I've still got some stuff, but you know what? It'll be here next year for all of you to come and try and win next year. And Ethan said something about maybe a bigger tumbler next year.
Yeah.
Three times
the. Yeah, because as you all saw,
to buy three times as many tickets.
As you all saw, the tickets were one solid mass. It fought back when she tried to grab tickets.
But we're trying some new things with the raffle, and I hope that it was a little less distracting this year than it has been in the past. So we'll keep working on it, try and make it the best that we can, and. Thank you guys so much for your appreciation. I love doing this, and I'm going to keep doing it as long as I can stand on 2 feet.
Woo-hoo! Woo-hoo!
We have a couple other things here. Ethan, this disappeared last year, but I don't know how many of you guys remember the pony and bear game last year, the ponies versus bears. Woo-hoo! We lost the trophy for who won that game, but I found it. It is the best player for the Bears versus Ponies Battle Royale.
It was Pudding.
It was Pudding, who was being played by Ethan at the time because Nathan Pankey had to go home. Yes. So he handed off his role to Ethan.
My son fell.
But it was...
He's okay.
He is okay.
Yes.
And we miss Nathan, but both of you did an amazing job in the games. And thank you both for playing Pudding so well.
Two different flavors of pudding, really.
Lots of different flavors.
Two different, many different flavors of pudding. It was wonderful.
One was Jell-O flavor and the other was a knockoff.
Chocolate pudding.
It all goes back to pudding.
And all of us are tasty.
Yeah.
Can Tracy and Noah please come up to the front, please?
Apparently Chewbacca would like to speak to you all.
What?
Okay. We have something special for you guys. Beth started it. I just assisted. I was partnering crime. Sorry.
We love you guys so much.
We do. We love you. Here, give her a microphone.
Take mine.
Girl power.
Yeah. We love you guys so much, and you help make this con so special for both of us.
Yes.
There's no crying in con.
Oh, please. I cry all the time. You know that.
I already cried this morning, so I'm going to try not to.
Yeah, we can do this. Okay, so no.
I'll do it for you, because I'm
really... Yeah, I'm with you.
Your pre-con dinner thing that you do, that you started as a tradition, makes this, it kind of starts us in and relaxes us before the storm. And we just want to say thank you for that, and thank you for coming all the way from New Jersey to spend this weekend with us.
We love you.
So
we
here, we got you a picture of the Bears versus Ponies group from last year, and made you a special picture frame so you can put it up somewhere and think about your Kansas family when you're back home.
Come on. And my little ponies.
And my little ponies. And Care Bear.
Don't you put that, in the drawer with your Care Bear.
Yeah.
And Tracy, we also have one for you. We know that you've been overcoming a lot of hurdles with trying to get your teaching jobs, and it's the most important thing to you. And
we're so proud of you for
yes,
that.
We
and
are.
For your stand and your everything.
Yes.
And school
your
days.
School days. You're just, you guys are amazing.
You keep rocking it out. So
we also have one for you.
You're our best CantCon teacher.
Yes.
So...
There are not many things you could have done to guarantee that there will be a Bears and Ponies game next year. This is one of them.
Thank you, Ricky. I'm not
Could it be the Tomb of Horrors, Bears, and Ponies?
Oh, my God.
I need to borrow a mic 1 second, thanks.
Oh, here we go.
The doctor's got dibs on the first spot.
It's true.
That's all we have, so thank you everyone.
Yes,
we're gonna pass
you.
It over.
Here you go, guys.
Alright. Thank you everybody for coming. We're going to now leave it off to our musical guest, Lone Gunman.
Whoa.
Wait.
Oh, the naming of the gnome.
Wait, there's more. The gnome.
He's already starting late.
Dude, I'm sorry. I seriously apologize. It's cool. Right. But.
Name the gnome. Name the gnome. Anyone else? Name the gnome. Name the gnome. Name the gnome.
What is Chewie saying?
Okay, guys, seriously, I really, really appreciate you humoring me on this one. This was sort of dream-ish. I wanted to, like, really make this a special CantCon experience with the theme this year being Name the Gnome. The Jabberbuck is my own creation from back in the days when I was living out in California. The gnome existed because of this guy. And so I'm really excited about him. I asked Ethan, I was like, does the gnome have a name? He's like, I don't know. And so I was like, you know what? I'm going to put it in your hands. And so that was the whole idea behind this Name the Gnome Twitter game, and I should have known real quick by show of hands, how many of you out there actually have iPhones or Android phones?
No, not
anymore. How many among you people actually do Twitter? That was my problem. I should have known. The what?
You also set it up 1 week before the convention. Actually, no, we were...
Anyway, so, I'll give you that, but yes. So now I know that I have a strange person putting the best player tag on my already long loincloth. And I do know that once some of you got wind of this, you were really excited about being a gnome. And so I want to do it justice. Also on the line, of course, is some awesome midnight crap, so that's cool, too.
So what's his name?
We're going to find out right now.
Let's find out.
Where's the drum roll?
Now I have a drum roll for the name of the 2012 CantCon.
Sorry.
Is...
The most awesome name ever.
Rowan? What's your last name again?
Hagerman.
Oh, what did he say? I don't think this one was yours.
Rowan?
Wait,
there's
two Rowans.
Searing,
please.
Rowan Searing? Searing, please come forward.
Other Rowan.
Okay.
I'm so sorry. I messed the ticket up. I was hoping that it wouldn't get picked.
Rowan Searing? I'm sorry. Please help me.
Searing.
Okay.
Searing.
It's our other Conan player. Who also demolished
it? Does, it
it's
does
also
have...
the other Rowan.
Yes.
The other Rowan.
Oh, by the way,
you
name people by name two or name three at camp.
Just the other.
Okay. Other Rowan, fine. Other Becca, fine.
Becca 2?
What?
Yes. Version 2.0.
Becca 2.
We do not know. Okay, Rowan.
This time it's personal.
Unfortunately, I don't have a name on here, so you may now take the pleasure of naming the gnome. What would you like to name the gnome?
Give her a mic.
No pressure.
Honey, you can talk to us with the mic.
Great. That's a great name.
The gnome.
The gnome.
Help.
Help the gnome.
Just pretend nobody else is here.
Help makes an odd sort of sense.
Rowan, talk to us, honey. It'll be a little
easier. No, it's totally cool.
Okay.
Take something.
Wait, come back.
Rowan, no.
Come back.
Come on.
You can ask for help from the crowd.
Okay.
Call a friend.
You have? Yeah, okay, very good.
Yeah, call a friend.
Call a friend.
Like to call
a friend.
Is this your friend?
Okay.
I'm her sister.
Do you hereby transfer authority to name the gnome to this young woman here? Very good. You now have the authority to name the gnome. She's with her.
It's on.
Go ahead. What would you like to name the gnome?
Blah.
Blah?
Blah the gnome.
Blah the gnome.
All in favor?
Aye.
The gnome is Blah the gnome. Thank you, Blake. And you have just won your own set of Midnight RPG materials.
Woo-hoo.
I don't know what you're going to do with it because it's really heavy.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Just dislocated his elbow.
Thank you.
And I will now. I promise the last time I will touch the mic this evening. Go.
This evening.
Okay. Now, is there anything else before we start?
Well, we're going to thank everybody.
Well, of course.
We already did.
Now we're going to thank everybody again for coming.
Oh, okay.
Well, thank you all for coming. We love all of you guys.
Thank you.
It was awesome, and we want to see you guys back next year. And now we got some music.
Yeah.
Hit it.
Now, my mic may not be working too well, so if you really want to hear me, you might come up.
You've been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven Podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.